It is 4 weeks to the day since Hamas-backed militants crossed into southern Israel, where they killed more than 1,400 people and kidnapped more than 200 people, according to Israeli officials. Israel's military response has killed more than 9,000 people in Gaza, according to Palestinian officials. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is in Tel Aviv. Alyssa, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
And please tell us the latest on what you've been able to see, information you've gotten from Gaza.
So today the Israeli military said it would, quote, avoid hitting the main road south from Gaza City for 3 hours so that people trapped in northern Gaza could travel safely south. But by the end of this window, NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, had not encountered anyone in his reporting who was able to use this so-called safe passage. Baba spoke to several drivers there who were helping people frantically trying to leave. They said it was impossible for anyone to make it through on the damaged streets. He's saying the roads were filled with holes, there were body parts strewn around. He says they were afraid to keep going because they could hear shooting, and so they turned around and came back. The driver didn't want to use his name because of safety concerns. Now, the UN estimates that there are as many as 300,000 civilians in northern Gaza, including Gaza City, which Israeli forces have surrounded and where they say Hamas is headquartered.
A number of nations are calling for a ceasefire. Pointedly, the United States is not. What's their reasoning? Yeah.
Well, the U.S. says Israel has the right to continue its fight against Hamas. American officials have been pushing for what they call a humanitarian pause so aid can reach Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jordan today working on that. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he rejects any temporary halt to the fight that does not include the release of hostages taken on October 7th.
Hundreds of people did get out of Gaza this week, a tiny number compared to those seeking to leave. Who's been able to get out?
So dozens of critically wounded Palestinians were allowed to leave. And that was a major sticking point for Hamas in the negotiation to open up the border. According to U.S. officials, Hamas actually delayed the negotiations by insisting that Hamas wounded fighters be included. Of course, Egypt and Israel were against that, and ultimately Hamas relented. Hundreds of foreign passport holders have been able to cross into Egypt and out of Gaza since Wednesday, and they're from a range of countries, including the United States. Our producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, has been at the Rafah border crossing each morning, and it was there that he talked with Nada Bushaban. She's a 20-year-old from Houston, Texas, who was in Gaza visiting family, and she was at the crossing with her mom.
Although I'm excited to be going home, my heart breaks for the family that I have to leave here. I'm leaving my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, cousins, on both sides, my mom's side and my dad's side. So it's hard.
Bushaban is a U.S. citizen and was on that list to leave Gaza on Friday.
And NPR's Alyssa Nadworny joining us from Tel Aviv and reporting on today's situation in Gaza. Thanks so much, Alyssa.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be here.